الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
الله يا الله سبحان الله الله يا الله والحمد لله الله ولا إله إلا الله الله يا الله والله أكبر.
Revolution of this martyr nurturing nation towards a state of indifference and inertness, heedless of the fact that an uprising is staged for the sake of Allah and based upon faith and spirituality will never lose ground. Our people have now become accustomed to martyrdom and sacrifice in the way of Islam, in the path of Islam. They do not fear any enemy, any power, or any plot. The people whose doctrine is devoid of martyrdom are the ones who are afraid. Calculators, with all their claims, had not understood the Islamic revolution, which had emanated from the pure heart of a nation and was mingled with the source of the people and their faith and belief.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini. Since we are striving for the taqwa and we are trying to gain taqwa through stopping ourselves from performing any kind of bad deeds, any kind of sins, and on top of that, we are taking care of our prayers, our actions. We are trying to purify ourselves. When we are purifying ourselves, therefore, Imam Khomeini says that speech will be effective when it comes from a purified heart. This is important that Imam Khomeini is saying that if someone has a purified heart, if someone's soul is purified, definitely he talks out of truth. He never follows the falsehood. And therefore, when he follows the truth, his speech is effective. His speech will have the effect. And therefore, we have this famous saying that al-alimu bil-amal, that a scholar, a knowledgeable person is the one who talks out of practice. When he practices something that he says means that he has purified himself, he says the truth. And we have seen that many scholars, many jurists who were at a place where they were, for example, delivering the speech or they were the teachers teaching the subjects, they used to say that they would never say anything which they were not performing or they were not practicing for at least 40 days.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
For example, if someone was about to say to people that you must pray the nighttime prayer, which is Salat al-Tahajjud or Salat al-Layl or Namaz al-Tahajjud in Persian, they refer to this Namaz al-Tahajjud. So they used to practice it for 40 days. And after that, they used to say to these people. Therefore, it shows that when their heart was purified, when they truly has accepted something, then they used to say it. And this is important that the purified heart means that what you are from your inside, you should be in the same way outside. Whatever you have your inside, you should look the same from outside. Whatever beliefs you have, whatever you practice, you need to be clear with the people. You need to be something that you're from inside. And that's what purified heart means. And therefore, Imam Khomeini says that speech will be effective when it comes from a purified heart, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.